Good morning, brothers and sisters. A new day is upon us, and the Lord is leading of a pathway again. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I ask, O thy precious Spirit, to lead my lips and thoughts in a heavenly direction. There are people out there in the world who are looking for answers, clues, so they can have peace of mind and be able to walk with you with joy and happiness. I pray, Lord, that you will be upon us today in this little daily devotion. Help us to see the pathway and the purpose that you have for our lives, so that we can be that little tool in your hand that you will be proud of. Touch our lives today, and I pray, Lord, that you will bring light from the scriptures into the depths of our souls, so we can see the pathway you have chosen even before the foundation of the world. That is my prayer right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, yesterday we started a little thought on the gifts of the Spirit. And we stated from Paul's writings in Romans chapter 11, verse 29. Where the scripture says, "For the gifts and the callings of God are not repented of." So that means God doesn't regret what he has given, and he doesn't change it. It will be there. Then we looked into what happened before the foundation of the world. And I mentioned in Genesis that God created seeds, plants, herbs, fruits that he put in the soil of the earth. And we found out that the soil gave forth precious fruits, eatable, good to look at, and God was pleased with it. But then we read in Genesis chapter 3 that when man disobeyed God, God came up with a new law, or he changed things. He said instead of good fruits that would come out of the soil, thorns and thistles and weeds would grow out from the same soil that all the precious things was originated, created, and put in the soil. So that tells me God didn't create it in Genesis chapter 3. He created it together with all the other good stuff that you read about in Genesis chapter 1. So that tells us God put all the necessary seeds in the soil to be a tool in God's hand for mankind's total existence in the dispensations that God put out to make man serve him. And we know God could have put 25 billion people on the earth at the same time, like he put the seeds with all its variations in the soil at the same time, but the seeds never came out at the same time. They came out in the season that God ordained it to come up in. And of course, when we read about how God works in our lives, we find out that God has also done the same thing with mankind. He created every soul that would ever be living on earth through all the dispensations of time. And we know that the great plan, God put 7 days of creation. A lot of things is going up in seven. 7 days, 7 weeks, seven dispensations. In the New Testament, we have seven church ages. So there are so many sevens that are displayed in the Bible because God had a purpose with it. So when it comes to that God will give us a necessary tool to continue his plan, then he has already put it into existence in his spirit. But it doesn't come out till he decides to start with it. So it started with Adam, and here he puts blessings and also warnings in there in Genesis. And when we look at the fruits of it, we found out that Adam failed. So there, and that is something that God knew about already. I want to mention two chapters of the Bible that people probably don't read a whole lot, because we like to be blessed, but we really don't want to be warned. So therefore, I have two chapters in the Bible. I'm probably not going to read them all through, but you can notice it and make a little study for yourself. And it is the book of Leviticus. It is chapter 26. And here God is giving Israel a warning. He's giving a guidance line for how to be blessed, but also a warning sign so that they will remember, if you disobey me, there will be consequences. All right. So if I start and I read a few scriptures, then we will see what the Bible says here. And in Leviticus chapter 26, I'll say from verse 3, I can start. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rains in their season, and the land shall yield its increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit, and your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time, and you shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely. And I will give peace in the land. You shall lie down, no one shall make you afraid. And I will cause evil beasts to cease out of the land. Neither shall the sword go through your land. And you shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall chase 10,000. And your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. And I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and I will establish my covenant with you. And you shall eat the old store long kept, and you shall bring forth the old because of the new. And I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. And I will walk among you, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people. I am Jehovah your God, who brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their bondman. And I have broken the bars of your yoke and made you upright. That is the blessings. But then the Lord says also, but if you will not hearken unto me and will not do these commandments, and if you shall reject my statutes, and if your soul abhor my ordinances, so that you will not do all my commandments, but break my covenant, I also will do this to you. I will appoint terror over you, even consumption and fever, that shall consume your eyes and make the soul to pine away. And you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. And I will set my face against you, and you shall be smitten before your enemies. They that hate you shall rule over you, and you shall flee when none pursue you. And if you will not yet for these things hearken unto me, I will chastise you even seven times more for your sins. And I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron, and your earth as brass, and your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield its increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruit. And of course, this was verse 20, and I probably want to stop there. There's a lot more to it, but the Lord is putting forth blessings and curses, warnings. He gives us a good guidance how to have peace, to be fruitful, to multiply, and enjoy life. And he says, and he will watch over us to make sure that these things happens to us. But if we change our lives and start disobeying God's plan and order, then the Lord will watch over us in a different way. He will put hindrances in our walk. And I'll say, why does he put hindrances there? It is really to wake us up so that we will learn to understand that to walk in that path does not really help us. It will not make us prosper. It will just kill us off. So the Lord is putting up here a way to choose. And he says to us, choose life and you shall live. So here we find out that in the seeds of the ground, God has put everything possible. Because he's perfect. There's no faults in him. And he doesn't make a wrong judgment. And his judgment is always true. And besides that, he is merciful. Because the judgment that is, and the reasons for things to happen to you when you disobey him, is not really there to destroy you, but to change your mind. So that you will say, I will repent from my ways and I will start to walk with the Lord again. So when you read in different other prophets, you'll find out that even if you have walked on an evil way for a certain length of time and you're still alive, that means God is continuously making you able to see your wrongdoings so that you can change, repent, and be a friend of God again. So as long as you're alive, God has given you the options of repentance so that you can walk with him. So the seeds of the ground is just a tool to help us to understand that when God does things, he completes it and he does it all. Then let me slowly, and of course I mentioned the Leviticus chapter 26. And I also want you to understand and remember another scripture is Deuteronomy chapter 28. And those two chapters goes the same way. It is blessings and it is curses. And he says in verse 2 in Deuteronomy chapter 28, all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee. And if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of Jehovah thy God. So that's it. If you do that, blessings shall come upon you. And then he says, verse 3, blessed shalt thou be in the city, in the field. Blessed shall be the fruits of thy body and the fruits of thy ground. So that means when you give birth, your children will be a blessing. And the fruits of your ground, whenever you work on the soil of the earth, God shall yield plentiful of fruits and supply to help you to work out in the world. So the blessings are abundantly and they're precious. And then when we can go up to verse 15, here we see the reversed actions. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of Jehovah thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, then all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. And then he starts to say, cursed shall thou be in the city, upon the field, thy basket, thy kneading trough. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy ground, the increase of thy cattle and the young of thy flock. And it says, you shall be cursed in your going in and in your going out. So those two chapters are actually a warning and an arrow to put you in the right direction so that you will never disobey God in any way. So blessings and cursings comes upon the people because God, before the foundation of the world, saw that man would go his own way. So therefore, he put in the ground all the necessary tools to make him, or should I say, to make you and me to walk with him in a obedient way and to love him and cherish him with all our hearts. Now, let me just give you a little minute here and go into what I mean in the scriptures with the gifts of the Spirit. Because I know gave you a rich understanding of how God does things. And we know that God is a spirit. No one will ever see God in his supernatural power. He doesn't have a feature. There is no visible being in the universe And for eternity, you will never see God. But you will feel his presence. And now I will say something else. Yes, you will see God, but not the invisible power of God itself. But you will see God expressed through his creation. Because when God creates, it's a purpose in the creation. God wants you to recognize God through his creation. You find out that in Romans chapter 1, that God has made everything so that man can understand there is a creator. But if man is selfish, then he doesn't have a desire to see God in his creation. He wants to see himself. And he wants to be a creator himself. And why does that pop up in the mind of a person, that he wants to be like a God himself? That is because God did not only give you the five senses that you can feel, taste, see, hear, and so forth. He put his spirit in you. But remember, the spirit of God, when he put it in his creation, like if it is a little bug, or if it is the whale or an elephant or whatever, when God makes a creature live, that means that God has put his spirit in that creature. But I'm not going to talk about the animal kingdom, but I'm going to talk about you and me. So when he created you and me, before the foundation of the world, he numbered all our days, from the day we were born until the day we're going to pass out of here. Every day is counted for, and God has numbered them so that we, when the day comes that we're going to stand before God in judgment, whether he will give us a reward or he will take away all the rewards because we were so selfish that he could not really verify our walks. Remember the man who came to Jesus and said, "We have even cast out evil spirits in your name." And Jesus responded back and said, "Go away from me. I never knew you." So that means the people that are acting and using the spirit or the gifts of God for their own selfish reasons, those gifts in operation will not be recognized by God as good deeds. And he will take the reward away from any soul that is acting that way. But the gifts are there. And I will end this morning's little devotion and continue tomorrow. And with these few words, all the gifts of the Spirit are put inside you and me. Every human being have all the gifts of the Spirit in them. Not for you and me to use when we see it necessary, or we feel that we can do it because we want to be recognized as spiritual people, but for God to call it out whenever it is needed so that you can benefit others. For the gifts of the Spirit are there to profit with all. The Lord bless you now, and we will continue tomorrow. Heavenly Father, grant my brothers and sisters a solid foundation, a good understanding of your presence, of your purpose, and what you want to do to complete the work that is set before us here on earth. Grant it, Father, I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.